subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I know a lot of people are going to tune into this episode and not even going to pay attention to it. And what I mean by that, they're probably going to read the headline and they're going to say, hey, I already know what this is about. And they're sadly going to be mistaken. So today we're going to talk about, as you can see in the description box, you're going to, what a title, you're going to see the mortgage applications decreases. So in this particular episode, what we're going to do is we're going to focus on why should I care as an investor. We're going to talk about supply and demand, and we're going to talk about housing prices. How does this affect it? So if you're tuning in, you got a very great episode coming up for you. But if you haven't done so already, go ahead and make sure you hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And also what I'm doing here, I'm sharing my screen called from the Mortgage and Bankers Association. The Mortgage and Bankers Association is the association that put out this report. So the first thing we're going to do, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and make sure.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
So right here. So the first question we're going to ask, why should I care as an investor if mortgage applications decrease? So mortgage applications are, the Mortgage and Bankers Association, they have been tracking since 1990 applications for new houses. So why this is important to an investor is that you want to know if people are applying for houses, people are putting an application for houses, that's a good thing. That's a good sign for the economy. The economy is going to be doing good. The economy is going to be doing better into the future. If the Mortgage and Bankers Association, if people are starting to not apply for houses, that could be a bad thing. So a very good thing is to see people. It's a good way to see where the economy is headed. If people are applying for houses, that means their finances are probably doing well. If people are not applying for houses, that means their finances may not be doing well. That's why you must pay attention to it. So let's take a look and let's really read the report, because many people will see this headline and will be misguided. And this is why you should read and tune into the Investor Show to get information you won't get anywhere else. So the first thing is, this is telling you that the mortgage and bankers application, mortgage applications decreased by 0.5% from one week to another, according to the data from the Mortgage and Bankers Association, the weekly mortgage application survey for the week ending in November 6th. Now, what this is said, they're saying that, hey, people applying for mortgages have decreased. Cool, fine. What does that mean? Now we got to get to supply and demand. Let's ask yourself, why did it decrease? People not making money? Is the job market not well? What's going on? Let's see what they have to say here. Word for word. Mortgage applications activity was mixed last week, despite the 30-year fixed rate decreasing to 2.98%, an all-time MBA survey low. The refinancing index climbed to its highest level since August, led by a 1.5% increase in conventional refinances. This is from Joel Klein, the MBA Associate Vice President of Economics and Industrial Forecasting. Now, this is what it's telling you is that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage application was hit all-time low at 2.98%. So all mortgages, are the average is 2.98%, which is extremely low. This is an all-time low since 1990. Now, the refinancing increase. Why do you think refinancing is increasing? Refinancing is increasing due to the simple fact that people who bought their house 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, they probably had a 4% interest rate. Now they can refinance for a 1 to 2% interest rate. So that's a good deal. So I can understand that. Now let's ask yourself the question. Let's look a little bit further. The purchase market continues its recent slump, with the index decreasing for the 6th time in 7 weeks, due to its lowest level since May 2020. Home buyer demand is still strong overall, and activity was up 16.5% from a year ago. Now we're saying, what caused this? You're saying the demand is strong, but applications are decreasing. How does that make sense? The next line will tell you. Inadequate housing supply is putting upward pressure on home prices and impacting affordability, especially for first-time home buyers and low-income buyers. This is telling you that, hey, the supply and demand for houses. So there's a high demand for houses and the supply is pretty low. So when you have demand rising and supply low, what does that do to prices? That pushes prices up. So if you're a first-time home buyer or if you're a low-income home buyer, this could make it very hard for you to be able to afford a house in your area. I was on the phone with one of a good friend of mine. He lives out in the Bay Area. He told me, Prince, to get a decent condo, you're going to spend about $1 million in the Bay Area. Blew my mind. I said, $1 million? How can a regular person, afford $1 million house out in the Bay Area? He was like, that's an average condo out here. You want a nice house, about $3 million, $2 to $3 million, right? So that when you see the housing prices push up like that, when you watch your houses prices push up like that, you can ask yourself the question, why are they being pushed up? Because like right here where I live in Denver, Colorado, there's a shortage of houses. Demand is going up. Supply is down. That's why in Aurora, Colorado, the last 6 years, the housing market has gone up 100%, right? Due to inadequate supply. So when you see when people are looking for houses, they can't find what they want or they can't afford what they want. They don't apply for the houses. So right here, this is telling you the houses are not falling because of economics. Because when I saw the headline, I said, whoa, maybe, I'm watching applications. Why did they drop? And when you read the headline, it tells you mortgage applications decreasing. Everybody thinking, oh, because of a bad economy. No, this is actually telling you it's really boiling down to supply and demand. They're not building enough houses fast enough to be able to get people into the houses. So that's a big thing there. And before I head out of here, let me see what you guys and girls are saying in the comments. What do we got here? Teddy put a question mark on there. How you doing there, Teddy, from Facebook? Brandon, what's going on? Brandon Breezy Wilson, refinances probably went up, low interest rates, and you would be correct. Refinancing did go up, but mortgage applications did decline, and they're writing that off to supply and demand. That like here in my area, they're building houses like crazy. When I was looking for my house, it was hard to find a house that I wanted. It definitely was a seller's market. It's still a seller's market. So as they catch up, then you see what's going to happen. Max B, what's going on? He said, no supply for the demand. Exactly, right? So a lot of people are looking at, hey, when they read the headlines, mortgage applications decrease because of a bad economy. This is why it's important to read financial reports and you understand, oh, mortgage applications are decreasing due to demand. We can't keep that up yet. So he said it's definitely a seller's market. I'm having a hard time finding one in Maryland. Exactly, right? You're trying to find a house out there in Maryland and you can't find it. So since you can't find the house you want, you don't apply for the loan, right? So that's why you're saying that. He said it's not working on YouTube. I'm not streaming on YouTube. It's telling me I'm on YouTube. Okay, I fixed that. He said it's time to get some property. Yes, I was glad I got my house a couple months ago. Then I also own some land here in Colorado and here in Arizona as well. So I'm pretty good on that end. So I want to read that and I wanted to show you the importance of reading financial reports because so many people would get caught up in the headline and say, mortgage applications decreased. Why are mortgage applications decreased? They don't have the money. No, it will tell you it's because of the supply and demand. And also we'll talk why is this information is important to investors because I would like to know the overall health of the economy. And by watching people buy and sell their houses, this will tell them what's going on. Okay. You're right, Max B. This could create a bubble. The bubble could burst because eventually we might build too many houses. So one way to tell if we're going to build too many houses, you're going to be watching another report called the building permits report. Watching the building permits report, it will tell you. Okay. All right, I'm getting ready to head out of here. Hey, what's going on, Randy? That's my guy, Randy. Thank you for checking in, Randy. But all right. So hopefully y'all got something out of that. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me doing on the globe, across the globe, Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.